find first thing in Shetland, Lisa.
Thanks, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 6th of February. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Forties, Fisher, Biscay, Fitzroy, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin and Hebrides. The general synopsis at midnight. Low West Sole 971, expected Southwest Fastnet 979 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Southwest Viking, southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in far south. Occasional sleet, good, occasionally poor. Northeast Viking, North Utsira, north-south Utsira. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northern South Utsira. Occasional sleet, good, occasionally poor. South-south Utsira, 40s. Easterly, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in southern South Utsira. Occasional snow or sleet. Good, occasionally very poor. Light icing in South Utsira. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later in Tyne and South Dogger. Sleet, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor. Fisher. Easterly 7 or gale 8, but occasionally severe gale 9 in north and 6 in south. Occasional sleet or snow, good, occasionally very poor. Light icing. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. East veering mainly south, except in German Bight, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in north German Bight and 3 at first in Dover. Occasional rain, sleet at times, German Bight. Good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. South or southwest, occasionally 7 in Plymouth and later elsewhere. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy, southwesterly, becoming cyclonic in Fitzroy, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 at times. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Sole. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic, mainly easterly in north 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in Bailey. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in East Fair Isle. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east by south, 5, 27 miles, 990, nigh falling. Stornoway, east, 5, recent rain, 27 miles, 996, rising slowly. Lerwick, east by north, 4, 19 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Lucas, east, 6, recent precipitation, 11 miles, 994, falling slowly. Bridlington, east, 6, 988, falling slowly. Sandeshi Light Vessel Automatic, east southeast 5, 2 miles, 983. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south southeast 5, 2 miles, 981. Jersey, southwest by south 3, slight rain, 9 miles, 980, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south 4, 979. Scilly Automatic, southwest 2, mist, 3 miles, 977, rising slowly. Valentia, east 3, 27 miles, 976, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by east 7, rain 1.5 miles, 985, steady. Malin Head, east by south 8, 9 miles, 986, rising more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a complex area of low pressure centred to the southwest of the United Kingdom, will maintain a strong, mainly easterly or southeasterly airflow. All areas will continue to see rain or showers, but winds should decrease later. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast, backing east, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Murray Firth. Rain or drizzle, occasional sleet at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain at times, occasionally sleet at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, easterly, veering southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in south. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, easterly 4 to 6, veering southerly 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, fair for a time later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north and later in south. Rain at times, fair for a time later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, then fair for a time later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southerly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7 later, but veering southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic 3 to 5 at first and later, becoming south or southeasterly 4 or 5 for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near Anglesey, veering east or south-east 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or north-easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, veering easterly or south-easterly 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, east or northeast 5 to 7, veering east 4 or 5 later. Rain, becoming isolated later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in North Channel, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, decreasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in south. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly 5 to 7, showers, moderate or good. And Shetland Isles, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in southwest. Wintry showers later, good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Michael Kelly.
Good morning. On this day in 1958, a little-remembered man applied for a patent for what would become known as an integrated circuit. US inventor Jack Kirby is not exactly a household name in the same way that Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, or Elon Musk is. But his invention of this integrated circuit, which was soon utilized in the first personal calculator, led to the microchip, which powers so much of what we rely on now in daily life. Among the inventions that shaped the 20th century, few can rival the microchip. This tiny silicone component made possible the digital world we live in today. Computers, mobile phones, satellites, artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity systems. Sometimes I wonder if life would have been simpler without the microchip. I jest, of course, Technology has made so many of our lives easier and has aided so many medical advances and improved the quality of life for so many people. But technology is both a gift and a challenge. It can be used for so much good, but can also cause so much harm. Technology has made it so much easier to communicate, but it has also broken down boundaries to the extent where often we no longer know what is real and what is fake, artificial even. Artificial intelligence is here to stay. It will revolutionize how we live our lives. It is revolutionizing how we live our lives. But we need to have courageous conversations about how artificial intelligence can serve humanity, not the other way around. So today I pray for discernment, the wisdom to see technology as the gift that it is, while accepting it must be harnessed for good. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented by Michael Kelly. And now it's Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning.